Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, July the 12th, 2019. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come to you again to study your word and to see what is happening around us so that we may prepare for the time to come. We are grateful for all that you continue to do for us, for the protection that you provide, for the knowledge that you advance us with. And so today as we come, we ask that you would strengthen us again to go forward in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, before we take a look at the article that we are going to look at, there is a quote found in the book Prophets and Kings, page 277, which says the following. How frequently we hear of earthquakes and tornadoes, of destruction by fire and flood, with great loss of life and property. Apparently, these calamities are capricious outbreaks of disorganized, unrelated forces of nature, wholly beyond the control of man. But in them all, God's purpose may be read. They are among the agencies by which he seeks to arouse men and women to a sense of their danger. That's Prophets and Kings, page 277. Within the context of that quote, I'd like to read for you an article found in the World Meteorological Organization website, an article published on the 14th of February, 2019, and the title of the article is, 2019 Starts with Extreme Weather, High Impact Weather. Again, the website is the World Meteorological Organization website. The article is published on the 14th of February, 2019, and the title of the article is 2019 Starts with Extreme High Impact Weather. Here's the article. The start of 2019 has been marked by high impact weather in many parts of the world, including record heat, wildfires, and rainfall in South America and Australasia, dangerous and extreme cold in North America, and heavy snowfall in the Alps and Himalayas. Globally, temperatures were a little over 0.4% warmer than the average January from 1981 through 2010, according to the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service. Australia continued to experience exceptionally hot conditions. Further regions with much above average temperatures include the Middle East and Eastern Siberia, Mongolia, and Northeastern China. Regions of below average temperature were quite widespread over land and the frozen Arctic Ocean. In Europe, temperatures were close to or just above average, it said. The Alps experienced much above average snowfall. Along the northern parts of eastern Mediterranean and the northwest of Spain, rainfall was much above average, leading to several rivers overflowing and a number of fatalities. Australia, southern Africa, and eastern Brazil saw very dry conditions. Madagascar and northern Argentina saw much wetter than average conditions. The latter was severely affected by flooding, according to Copernicus Climate Change Service. Australia faced many extremes. Parts of the state of Queensland saw record rainfall late January and early February as a result of monsoonal trough. The town of Townsville received 1 year's rainfall in the space of 9 days. Let me read that for you again. The town of Townsville received 1 year's rainfall in the space of 9 days, according to the Bureau of Meteorology, prompting flooding and the evacuation of hundreds of people. The Bureau said the flood risk will continue into the first week of February. On the 5th of February, the Bureau of Meteorology issued yet another flood warning for the Upper Buchanan in Queensland. We have done the calculations and the flood moving past Mokrasan Bridge is enough to fill about 2.6 Sydney harbours every day and still increasing. Australia had its warmest January on record, according to its Bureau of Meteorology. The month saw a new series of heat waves unprecedented in their scale and duration. Overall rainfall was 38% below average for January. Tasmania had its driest January on record. Australia saw an unusual extended period of heat waves that began in early December 2018 and continued into January 2019. The city of Adelaide reached a new record 46.6 degrees Celsius on 24th of January. Other records in South Australia included Walala, 48.5%, Kaduna, 48.6 degrees, Port Augusta, 49.1 degrees, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. Large fires fueled by extreme dry and hot conditions have been burning since mid-January in central and southeast Tasmania, the southernmost state in Australia. As of January the 28th, the Tasmania Fire Service reported 44 fires. The Great Pine Tire Fire in the Central Plateau has burned more than 40,000 hectares. The River Road Fire in the south has burned more than around 1,400 hectares. News outlets reported smoke from some of the fires was visible as far away as New Zealand and had a serious impact on air quality. The Tasmania Fire Service issued several emergency warnings to residents to relocate as dangerous fire conditions and strong winds persist. Many of the fires are in the World's Heritage Area, hitting rare Gondwana ecosystems only found in Tasmania, which historically do not burn. Over the past several weeks, the sea surface temperature has warmed in the Tasman Sea with anomalies of plus 2.0 degrees centigrade and 4.0 degrees centigrade. Compared to the exceptional conditions at this time last year, these temperatures are even warmer to the north and east of New Zealand and about equally as warm in the Tasman Sea, according to the New Zealand Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research. Given that these temperatures have been significantly warmer than average for several weeks, marine heat wave conditions are likely now occurring in parts of Tasman Sea and New Zealand coastal waters. Australia had its hottest month of December on record and its hottest December day, 27th of December, on record. Marble Bar, the Western Australia, recorded a temperature of 46.3 degrees and higher. This followed an extreme heat wave that affected the tropical Queensland coast during late November 2018. Temperatures spiked again in mid-January, topping 45 degrees in many places in New South Wales and Central Australia on January the 16th. Australia's annual mean temperature has warmed by just over 1 degree since 1910, and summer has warmed by a similar amount. Australia's annual warming trend is consistent with that observed for the globe, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. And then we move to South America. Extreme weather in the form of heat, drought, and precipitation affected widespread parts of South America in January into February. Intense rainfall caused damage and casualties in Bolivia, Peru, and northern Chile in early February, whilst heat records tumbled in southern parts of the continent. In Argentina, temperatures in southern Argentina broke a number of high temperature records on the 4th of February, when all stations in Patagonia topped 30 degrees Celsius. The temperature in Puerto Moreno reached 38.2 degrees Celsius, and wildfires broke out in Tierra del Fuego. There was the result of an intense anticyclone on the center east of the country, driving warm air to all of Patagonia. Northern Argentina and the adjacent parts of Uruguay and Brazil have been hit with extensive flooding, with well above the long-term expected average rainfall. On January the 8th, the Argentine city of Rasineda recorded 224 milligrams of rainfall. This is a new 24-hour rainfall record, much higher than the previous higher of 206 milligrams recorded in January 1994, according to the National Meteorological Service. In Brazil, January 2019 was hot, following the trend recorded in recent years, 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017, and 2018, with heat waves influencing the weather conditions in much of the country, and new historical records established. In the southeastern part of the country, state capitals have set records in Belo Horizonte of 30.9 degrees Celsius, Sao Paulo of 31.9 degrees Celsius, Victoria of 33.3 degrees Celsius. In Rio de Janeiro, a temperature of 37.4 degrees Celsius was considered the second hottest since 1961. The country's southern, where climatology has mild temperatures, recorded that of 30.3 degrees Celsius, considered warmest since 1935. And the same occurred in many other parts at about 32.5 degrees Celsius. In Chile, weather extremes were seen throughout Chile. Rains in the Andes led to damaging flooding as a result of water pouring in the Atacama Desert, normally one of the driest places on Earth, and causing a 60-meter waterfall that had run dry for 10 years to be reactivated by the flooding. In the south, record-breaking temperatures have sparked forest fires, burning thousands of hectares of land and forcing the government to declare disaster areas. More than 600 forest fires are raging throughout 9,500 hectares of land. Besides high temperatures, low humidity, high winds, and drought conditions, there is a man-made element to the reason these wildfires are so large. A weather station in the capital, Santiago, set a new record of 38.3 degrees Celsius on January the 26th. In other parts of central Chile, temperatures topped 40 degrees Celsius, according to Meteo Chile. Heat gripped Patagonia in February, and for the first time ever, Puvena and Puerto Nogales in the southern part of the country exceeded 30 degrees Celsius. In Paraguay also, there was a number of heat records broken. On the 23rd of January, many places saw temperatures of between 36 degrees Celsius and 43 degrees Celsius. In southern Africa, tropical cyclone Desmond made landfall in Mozambique on the 22nd of January, bringing high winds and causing flooding in the city of Beria and enhancing rainfall in Madagascar and Malawi. In the northern hemisphere, large parts of North America were gripped by an influx of Arctic air late January. Combined with gusty winds, this is producing dangerous wind chills across a significant portion of the upper Midwest into the Northeast USA. The frigid air mass is also supporting heavy lake effect snow downward of the Great Lakes. The U.S. National Weather Service said that temperatures will be well below average over the upper Mississippi Valley, Great Lakes into parts of the northern mid-Atlantic. In southern Minnesota, the wind chill factor pushed readings down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit on January the 30th. The national low temperature record was measured at minus 56 degrees Fahrenheit. The bitterly cold temperatures are caused by the influx of the polar vortex. This is a large area of low pressure and cold air surrounding the North Pole, with strong counterwise winds known as the jet stream that trap the cold around the pole. Disturbances in the jet stream and the intrusion of warmer mid-latitude air masses can alter the structure and the dynamics of the polar vortex, sending Arctic air south into middle latitudes and bringing warmer air into the Arctic. The first week of February has seen a temperature swing. Several record high temperatures were broken or tied across parts of the eastern U.S. on February the 4th, according to the National Weather Service. This included 59 degrees Fahrenheit in Buffalo, New York, and 61 degrees Fahrenheit in Syracuse, New Jersey. The cold weather in the eastern United States certainly does not disprove climate change, said WMO Secretary General Petera Tallis. In general, and at global level, there has been a decline in new cold temperatures and their records as a result of global warming. But frigid temperatures and snow will continue to be part of our typical weather patterns in the Northern Hemisphere winter. We need to distinguish between short-term daily weather and long-term climate. Now, you notice what is happening here, and it's being very clearly defined in this article. Now, of course, the writer of the article is referring to the concept of climate change. But of course, as we read for you before, we want you to understand very clearly that article. And let me just read it for you again so that you can get a grip on that. Notice what it says here. How frequently we hear of earthquakes and tornadoes of destruction by fire and flood with great loss of life and property. Apparently, these calamities are capricious outbreaks of disorganized, unrelated forces of nature, wholly beyond the control of man. But in them all, God's purpose may be read. They are among the agencies by which he seeks to arouse men and women to their sense of danger. Now, you see, these are signs. Important signs that we must recognize indicate that the time of our Lord's return is very, very near. In this article, it talks about the eastern U.S. and parts of Canada that saw record-breaking cold temperatures, and Alaska, and large parts of the Arctic that have been warmer than average. In Canada, Ottawa Airport received a record 97 centimeters of snow on January the 29th, beating the 1999 record of 93 centimeters, according to Environmental and Climate Change Canada. Parts of the European Alps saw record snowfalls earlier in January. In the Tyrol region of Austria, more than 45 centimeters of snow fell in the first 15 days of January, an event statistically only expected once a century. Other resorts in Tyrol also received once-in-a-century snowfalls. Eastern Switzerland received twice as much snow as the long-term average. The German Weather Service also issued a number of top-level snow and winter weather warnings. Climate projections show that winter participation in Germany is expected to be more intense, according to the German Weather Service. This will necessitate adaptation measures, for instance, in regulations for buildings, to withstand the weight of snow. Now, these are very serious matters, and you look around and you see flooding in the south of America, in the south, in New Orleans, in all kinds of places. You see pictures of people standing on their cars because they can no longer move. Their basements are flooded. The amount of rain that has been falling, a month's rain in some places in about 4 hours. These are indications of the withdrawal of the Spirit of God from the earth, and the indication that God has given us concerning the changes that will take place prior to the return of our Lord and Savior. There's another article that we won't read today, but I'll just give you the title of the article. It's found in the Weather Channel's website, printed on June the 10th, 2019. And the title of that article is Delhi Witnesses Hottest June Day on Record. Northwest India enters third week of intense heat. Now, we're talking about the entire world. We're not just talking about one part of this land that we're living in. When you look around this earth and you see the changes that are taking place and the unexpected extremes in the weather, you begin to understand where we stand. When you compare that with the political changes that are taking place in the United States of America and in the rest of the world, when you look at the kind of conflicts that are arising, you realize that the four angels that have been instructed to hold the four winds are doing their job so that we, God's children, might be sealed in our foreheads. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to indicate to us the changes that are taking place. We thank you that in advance of all of these changes, you have told us in your prophecies that they will come and that they will mean that the return of your Son is soon. We ask that you would help us to be ready so that we might stand for that day strong and with faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, July the 12th, 2019.